This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Tara Daly from the Daily Mix Morning Show on the way. We'll soon spin the top 10 glam metal songs of all time.
It's dark.
Coming up at 4:30. But first, time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com. You've got mail. You've got mail. Couple on our question about what did you steal? Bitches, back in 85, we would go drive around the mountains in Klamath Falls. We know this is from Raymond. Every story starts with Klamath Falls.
And it's always bad.
We got a couple of these listeners. You know, Elk Plain Drifter, everything's in Wyoming.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of listeners, everything's in California. This one, Klamath Falls again.
But California has good stuff.
Right.
Klamath Falls doesn't.
Yeah. We came across a 68-69 Ford pickup with a California plates, no keys. Truck was fairly nice, so I jumped in, hotwired that bitch, and drove it to the other side of town. Parked it on the hill and left. Went back 2 days later, and there wasn't much left. I may or may not have had friends with trucks the same year. Peace out. That from Raymond, the Klamath Falls transplant.
The greatest story, right, like, you guys know, like, my one friend is a lawyer.
Yeah.
So there's some case or whatever, but one of the witnesses, it happens at Klamath Falls, but, like, he needs that guy in town, right? But it's here, like, a federal courthouse, blah, blah, blah. Like, basically, the guy shows up with, like, you know, like, a pole. It's like a plastic bag with clothes on it over his shoulder.
Oh, my God.
Right? So they have to, right, they got to get him changed.
That's the witness.
Right. And the guy is honest, but he just looks, he's like, we got to clean him up. Clean him up, get him in there. And I guess the other side is doing a good job of breaking this guy down. And like, well, how do you know? Like, the train could have been here, the car could have been there. And I guess the guy finally loses. It's like, I spent 35 years in effing Klamath Falls. Like, I effing know it.
Did it help the guy?
They end up winning,
okay.
But it's just between that and the fact that our RV got robbed by those dudes who were sitting 10 feet away from us drinking our beer the next morning, like, my view of Klamath Falls is just not great.
Hold it, guys. Back in 1986, me and my buddy stole the wheels and tires off a brand new Mitsubishi Mini truck from the dealership. They made mini trucks for a few years, lowered custom wheels. It was on the main drag in Fremont, California, basically what's like Aurora Avenue here. Good times. Patrols, decades ago, I was living in Austin, going to UT. I used to drive to Colorado a few times a year, and there was a sign on the highway that said Roach Unit. I had a buddy at school named Chris Roach, so I decided to steal the sign. Of course, it was much bigger than it looked from the highway, and barely fit into my little Toyota hatchback. Covered it with clothes and whatever else, and drove under the speed limit the rest of the way home. Love the shows, guys. That from Mark. As we move on to the birthdays.
I thought that story was going to be about weed.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know, but it just, I go to UT in Austin, But every couple of months, I drove to Colorado, so I was like, ooh, weed story.
Yeah.
And nothing to do with weed.
Roach unit. That may have been why he was going to Colorado. He just didn't bring that up for the purposes of the story.
We had at least 15 of them in our place.
All the streets.
And the cops came in because we were making too much noise, turning the music down, that kind of thing. They show up, they're right in the doorway, and they look around, and they're like, guys, if we come back, you know the drill, all that stuff. Also, we're going to be back tomorrow to pick up all the signs. So there's one of those trucks with the yellow like lights flashing and the pickup truck and all that stuff. Sure as S, they're going through our entire house with the cop that was there the night before. They're going into every single room. They're taking, I mean, and it was like 15, 16 signs. I mean, I had two in my room. There was open joints on bridge. That was our prime joy because that was where we smoked. There was a deer crossing that had been completely shot.
So how many bullet holes were
not by us, but just, you know, that was the signs.
There's always a high street.
We had a stop sign. We had a high street. Yeah. I mean, you name it. I mean, we took it.
Gentlemen, I hope you guys are doing well. I'm sending this in to you because no one else will. This is my 46th time around the sun. I was hopeful that I could get some shotgun gets. The Dirty Germans talking about playing pool tonight. And a motivational speech from Coach Ted.
Coach Ted.
I'm shooting 8-ball tonight in 5. That's scratch. Love the show. That from John.
Get. Yeah, pool should be very easy for you tonight. After all, it's all about balls and pockets and holding your wood.
And sticks.
Sticks.
There's no accent there. It's like, and sticks.
Guys, today's my beautiful wife.
Hold on, man.
Oh, you got more? All right.
Sorry. Motivation.
Yeah. Oh, right. Motivation. Motivation.
Yeah, Ted's loading up a line right now.
Hey, man! 46 is going to be awesome. We're going to do more coke. We're going to bang more chicks. We're going to drink all the tequila. Also, can I sell you this idea, man? Timeshare's a really good investment.
Coke top 10.
What you really would be like on cocaine?
I don't know.
I swear to God, dude, I partied with Michael Jackson.
What?
Yeah, it was
who
wild.
Is this guy?
Guys, today's my beautiful wife and a new mom, Alicia's birthday. She's a great mom to our newly 3-month-old baby girl. Always positive with the stuff she does, like working at the school cafeteria for middle schoolers. So how about Coach Ted giving her advice on how to deal with middle schoolers and some dad jokes for Miles? Maybe a cat fart. Love you, babe. Appreciate it. Let me see if I can find a cat fart real quick.
Oh, my dog.
Meow. Greatest sound effect in radio.
I mean, I feel like dealing with the middle schoolers could be a little bit easier to deal with high schoolers if you work in the cafeteria, right?
Cafeteria,
yes. Yeah. I feel like nowadays, we heard this yesterday, these kids got options.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I would do, you know what? Maybe you buck the trend a little bit and just serve the pizza you want to serve every day and get all these kids on your side.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure, you know, parents are like, thought they were having a balanced meal. It's like, yeah, well, she wants to be liked.
Well, she didn't drop it.
Yeah.
All right, Alicia, for you, I've got... Chuck Norris jokes. Anyone like a good Chuck Norris joke?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't heard a good Chuck Norris joke in a while.
When Chuck Norris was born, he drove his mom home from the hospital.
Yep.
When Chuck Norris was born, he slapped a doctor. When Chuck Norris's daughter lost her virginity, he went out and took it back.
Oh,
Chuck Norris once told a woman to calm down, and she did. Superman wears Chuck Norris pajamas. Chuck Norris can clog the toilet by taking a pee. Chuck Norris can stand on a mountain, look straight, and see the back of his head. Chuck Norris doesn't eat honey. He chews bees. Chuck Norris can make printers work. Chuck Norris can smell what The Rock is cooking because The Rock is his personal chef. Chuck Norris keeps his wallet inside his condom. Chuck Norris lost his virginity before his dad. And Chuck Norris wrote the book that taught him how to read. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
By the way, just so you know, Ted, people like Coke Ted.
Coke Ted.
Yeah, Coke Ted. Appreciating Coke Ted.
Yeah, see if you like Coke Ted when it's 6 a.m.
What am I saying here?
You know what? What's on? You want to watch it?
Dude, we can do this one. I've got this, man, if you want to do it.
Go ahead. Coke Ted.
There we go.
Coming up for 3 days, man. Tell you what, this Corona's pretty smooth. Give me another box of soda.
This is just what he puts on Spotify at 2 in the morning.
Right. Hey, Mike. Mike, you up?
Good shot.
Get up, Sean.
Go get it.
Hey, get in, losers. We're getting pork.
Privilege on.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, goddamn, I've been waiting for this game all week.
One extra email.
Alderman Cholo's this email.
Let me explain to you each and every rule of cricket.
Now this guy.
Is in regard to Miles' comment about a conversation he had with someone about trying sushi and how they always know they won't like it before they try it. So as a 34-year-old dude who does not eat rice, noodles of any kind, soup, fish unless it's fried, eggs, and a multitude of other so-called normal things. I've had this conversation
dolphin or something?
More times than I know how to count. My response to other men about this is always the same question. Have you ever serviced a man? To which a quick no usually comes flying out, so I ask, how do you know? You don't like it if you haven't tried it. And I'll tell you why, boys, because there's just some things in this world that you know to be true in the depths of your soul. I love you crazy bastards. Congratulations on 20 epic years here in the Pacific Northwest. You guys have gifted your listeners a lifetime of memories, and I speak on behalf of all of them when I say thanks, guys. Rock on. That from the real life James P. Sullivan.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Come up at 5:08. We will drink and toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. For the first time, scientists have successfully cryogenically frozen and revived brain tissue without damage.
Saw that.
Without damage. That's fascinating.
That is fascinating. And when you try to explain to people the significance of something, like, be careful with what you pick as an analogy. So they were saying, you know, we're getting closer to the idea that we could cryogenically freeze a human being and then basically thaw them out, bring them back to life without their brain rupturing and all this kind of thing.
Right.
See, you might remember from the movie Alien, but I'm like, that's not the movie. That's not the movie to quote.
No.
Like, nothing went well in that movie. Just find another movie where you did that. Pick anything other than Alien.
So are they just, is really the only application that they're thinking of using this for, like space and whatnot?
It could be space, or if someone has potentially terminal illness.
Okay.
Some people, the idea being, hey, in the next 10 to 15 years, we believe we can find a cure for blank.
Also, there's a handful of people that are cryogenically frozen.
That is true.
Yeah.
You know, true. I mean, Walt Disney, as far as we know, the rumor.
Right.
About it's just his brain, or is it the whole...
But still, if that's what you
think,
if that's, you know.
Something like that.
Mm.
Again, man.
Dude, I'm sorry, dude.
Crying. No, you're not.
I'm not.
Yeah, I know.
I still got to say it.
Jeez. Man, dude.
I know.
You gotta poop.
See, it's times like this that I'm glad I'm on this side.
It'll get there.
I know it will. But the door's over there and it's open, so hopefully it just walks right on out.
Jesus. I know.
Like sharp cheese that you wouldn't eat.
Who's making this fettuccine you're eating?
That'd be my wife.
All right.
It's very good.
I'm sure.
Delicious.
I don't care what your kids say. She needs to stop making it. Moratorium.
You know, that's a Friday night meal.
Yeah.
Saturday night meal.
Yeah.
Friday night, a fettuccine party.
Hey, we're on vacation.
Jesus.
You can bathe in it. A new study found that ultra-processed foods make up half the average American's diet, even at home.
Damn.
It makes sense, though. You know,
there's things that you don't even think about, though.
Right.
You know, just little like lunch meat. I know, dude. It smells really bad.
Wow.
Like lunch meat to make sandwiches. And I didn't realize how many things were processed until my wife got pregnant the first time. And I said, hey, man, didn't need all this processed stuff. And so she cut it out and she's like, Jesus. I don't know what to eat. It's thick. I know, man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's, you're right. Lunch meat is a tough one, too, because it's just so easy.
We not
even think about it. I mean, sandwiches.
Can we move on from food? Just the subject.
You don't want to talk about food, Miles?
Not right now.
No, really.
I don't want to talk about food right now.
New study on eggs finds.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just found it in my nose. It smells like that.
Half of women in their 30s are reporting early symptoms of menopause.
Cool.
In their 30s.
I know.
Yeah.
So that's great for the guys in their life.
Back to the processed food.
Yeah. I don't know what menopause was, right? And my mom went through it. I'm like 11 or 12. She just seemed edgy, right? We couldn't figure it out. I remember my father kind of pulled my brother aside and said, listen, it's just a thing. Do not bring it up.
Ooh.
Correct.
Because we were just like, what is her problem, man? I mean, she's getting honest about everything. Yep. And he's like, listen, just ride it out. It'll go away. And then when it kind of ended, my mother explained, you know, what was going on. And yep. I was like, yeah, okay, well, that sucked. I know it sucked for you, but, man, it sucks for all of us.
We had a coworker, man. She walked outside and smoked with us and go, just, this sucks. This is the worst.
Damn.
So hot.
Seriously.
She just got out there and vent, smoke a cigarette, and walk back in.
Jeez,
God was. Almighty. You have no idea.
Horrible. New research has found that larger animals are more prone to cancer. I don't know why. I'm sure science does, but and they had theorized it for a while, but I guess they just found whatever nail in the coffin kind of was like, yep, yes they are.
But mammals, right?
Is there just more room for bad stuff to happen?
I suppose. More cells, yeah, honestly.
Right, I mean, that's something I could figure. It's bigger.
Now, whales actually use their cell phones a lot more often, and they store them in their bras while they swim.
I thought they put it in the blowhole.
Blowhole.
Then when they breach, just blow it out.
I bet your ass smells worse than me wiping my finger in a blowhole and smelling it. I'll take the blowhole.
Just a nostril.
On a bet.
Yeah. Luigi Mangione has been overwhelmed in jail with gifts.
Yeah, it doesn't shock me.
People are sending him presents in there. Ancient beaches have been revealed on Mars.
Mars.
Look at these beaches. Mars. Raquel Welch.
Sophia Loren. She's on Mars. These ancient beaches.
Ancient beaches.
Join us tonight on Discovery, where we talk about ancient beaches.
Our favorite, Jane Seymour. The ultimate ancient beach.
Ancient beaches.
Tonight on Lifetime, ancient beaches.
Write that one down, Steve.
That's like ancient beaches. Would they find a photo of Barbara Hershey?
Look at this ancient beach.
Bette Midler.
The torpedo boobs. The what polka dots.
What if they did just name them after older women?
Rename this one Raquel Welch.
That's right.
Beautiful ancient beach.
Oh, my God. A new study found that brewing tea can remove heavy metals from water.
Ooh. Heavy metal.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know how you're putting something else into the water. Well, I guess that
I guess it absorbs the...
I suppose.
Maybe the tea leaches some of that crap out of there if you have a tea bag itself.
Right. That then draws it back out. Sure.
Too far again.
I did not fart again. This is the remnants of that.
Did you notice when you got on the elevator that someone had completely sprayed it down?
I farted in the elevator. Really? And it was bad.
But when I got on it, it's like somebody just took their perfume bottle and dumped it out of the elevator.
No way.
Oh, yes. I'm not kidding you.
Dude, it was that bad.
And then when you go down the lobby, they sprayed it in there, too. This is a 42-floor building.
No way. They sprayed the elevator.
They sprayed the entire lobby.
Trust me, if you had something on you to get rid of that stink, you would.
God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Well, that fart might not be vanishing, but there's a handful of things that people say might be vanishing from our society. And the good news is we got a whole list.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Or more things people believe will soon vanish from society. My bet is on the unicorn. Sure, everyone would have you believe they don't exist, but they do. We've barely explored 5% of the ocean. Do you mean to tell me you have looked under every rock, in every cave, in every forest around the globe? I say nay. Or should I say, nay? But don't worry. We'll hunt them all down and spill their delightful rainbow-colored glittery blood for sports soon enough. Die, unicorn. Die.
Damn. All right.
You know glitter comes from the unicorn's glitterous, right? That's a little-known fact. That's where all the glitter comes from in the world.
That's the source.
You got to milk the glitterous to get glitter. So, kids, remember that next time you're making, you know, something special for your parents in the holidays.
Most men don't know where that's at.
You got to find it.
You got to look around.
How long is it going to take you to milk the unicorn? Can't find the glitters, man.
Can't find it over here.
It's a little known fact.
Okay.
I learned that on Jeopardy.
There we go. There it is.
What is the glitterous? I'm sorry, what?
So these are things that are soon to disappear from society, or at least what people theorize will happen. Bottom of the list, they go with meeting someone at the gate at the airport. This is a BuzzFeed list, by the way, which I kind of thought that was already out of the window.
I mean, you can do it in other countries, but you cannot do it here.
You can meet them in the baggage claim area.
Right. And there's
is this list again?
This is a list of things, what's the official verbiage here? Things that people believe will soon vanish from society.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel like that's already gone because of security. You can't meet people unless you're flying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think there's also a couple airports that allowed pedestrian access into the terminal.
Really? It used to be, but not after 9/11.
Right, but wasn't it like Pittsburgh opened it back up or something like that?
I don't know.
I think they had really great restaurants in there.
Oh, okay, but you might not be able to access the airport.
Pittsburgh Airport, you bring the guns in through the front door.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the whole thing. Before 9/11, that's what you did. If somebody was flying in, you'd go to the airport and just sit at the gate for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hobby stores, they say. Says, I don't mean craft stores like Michael's, but hobby stores with plastic scale bottles to build and paint, RC cars and planes, bottle rockets, all that jazz.
You will have one in each city, and that'll be about it.
You have art stores, which are still cool.
Sure.
There's one up on Capitol Hill.
Because artists are artists, right?
Right.
I get that, but you're right. The hobby store, man, I don't even know.
Exactly.
Well, Joann Fabrics was kind of a hobby store in its own way.
There was.
All those locations are closed down, so if that's your hobby.
That's where I was last week when I was stuck in line with the crying lady.
Right. And then I suppose you've got Hobby Lobby, but I wouldn't even consider that a hobby store. That's another Joann's, and it's got a bunch of other knickknacks and
hobby
decorations.
Hobby Lobby seems more like, almost like home goods.
Your kid has a project. That's what you got to do.
Your kid has a project, or you need a garden gnome.
Right. You want to decorate for Christmas.
Exactly.
There was a hobby store I remember when I was a kid, and that was pretty much the last time I ever even remember seeing anything resembling.
Like tester's paint, little figurines,
well,
all that stuff.
Hobby store.
The other problem is a lot of that stuff has gone out of the way, right? Like, I remember we'd go to those stores because people had trains, or you were getting baseball cards or comic books. It was like where you got all that stuff, or like D&D. But I feel like now with Amazon and like, you can buy anything, it seems like anywhere. So just like crush those little stores.
Yeah.
That's a lot of it.
Yeah, we used to go in there. I mean, it was fun as a kid. I mean, usually I feel like those stores were more expensive than toy stores.
Yes, sure.
But you would just sit in there and be like, oh, man, like, look at that plane.
It was good specialty stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
This one says, I miss going to the mall to shop. We still have one left, but it doesn't have all the cool stores that it did when I was a kid. I'll also, you know, and they mentioned, like, Walden Books, KB Toys, the Disney Store,
but
Hallmark.
Also, times change. Like, I would make that argument as well, except I'm not a kid anymore. And as a kid, the mall was more. I will give props to Alderwood Mall.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty solid mall. We'll drag the kids up there for clothes and all that. I was shocked by that, right? Just you hear a mall, and I'm like, that is the last freaking place I want to go. But we went about a year ago, get the kids' clothes or something. But I was looking at my wife like, this place is pretty damn impressive.
Right.
And I'm in a mall. Yeah. I'm not bitching.
And like you're saying, though, malls were almost designed for the younger audience.
For sure.
You know, certainly way back in the day,
they had, like, department stores for the adults, and then damn near everything in between was like, look, go to the arcade, or go to the toy store, go to the bookstore, or the record store, but leave us alone and meet us back at this time.
Exactly.
That's what I was going to say. The mall was kind of free game, too. Right? Like, if my mom was going for a couple hours, like, I would go to KB Toys.
Absolutely.
Right? You'd go to, like...
You had no money, so they didn't care.
Right. You'd go to whatever that other store was.
Spencer's.
Spencer's.
Oh.
Had to look at the
The posters and the chicks in bikinis.
My daughter, she had never heard of Spencer's. I never thought about it. We were in Delaware last summer, and they have the outlet stores, so we're kind of walking around. She's like, what is Spencer's? What do they have? I said, I don't know how to explain it to you. Let's just walk in and see. And my kids thought it was the greatest store ever, but I did have to tell her, I know the hat. That knit hat looks like a panda bear in front, but on the back it says F-U, so no, we're not going
to
buy that.
That, and as a kid, like, going to the food court was just amazing.
Oh, it's awesome.
You get a taco, boardwalk fries, and a burger.
Exactly.
Not that I ever got that specific order.
Sounds random.
Right?
Things people believe will soon vanish from society, gathering pop bottles to get money at the corner stores.
Yep.
Are people still doing that?
There's only a few states that are worth 10 cents that are kind of worth it.
Mm-hmm.
This one says, I think we're going to move into a 4-day work week sooner rather than later, and guaranteed basic income is going to become a thing within 20 years.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know, man.
Good luck.
I like guaranteed basic income.
I think that's a great idea. I'm just saying, in the world of capitalism, it is up to a corporation to agree to that. They're not obliged to do it, and I find it unlikely that they would.
This one says, reality shows. At some point, even the most vacuous parts of society are going to be sick of them, hopefully soon.
I don't think it'll ever go away. I really don't.
Because it's...
You can just find a different version of... You know, you can have... There's Survivor, or there's Naked and Afraid, or like... Whatever version of the same reality show you want to see, it exists. Right? Well, and we're always intrigued by people, so if it's, what, 1,000-pound sisters or something, right? Where you got to dig into that kind of... Or My Little Life, because you want to watch a family of dwarves. I mean, you can put anything on TV, call it reality, and someone will watch it.
Well, and I think most of the people that watch reality shows, like I'll put myself in there. I've watched reality shows a handful of times, but I watch them because I can't look away.
Right.
Because these people are just so messed up in their headspace, in their life, and in their interactions with people. It's like they've got to crash this train.
But wouldn't something like Impractical Jokers also qualify as a reality show?
Would that qualify as a reality show?
It's not your standard one where you're just watching someone's quote-unquote home life play out.
It could
out.
Be on a reality TV channel. I could give you that.
Because it is. They're putting themselves in situations where the people they're around are not aware.
Right.
That they're creating.
That's a tough call, right? Because technically it's almost like sketch comedy, but it's not. You're right. People don't know they're part of the bit.
Exactly. So I feel like at that point, that's kind of reality TV.
They say engagement rings, especially the idea that it should be 3 times the man's monthly salary, which is just a campaign from De Beers, who, shock and horror.
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't come up with that.
Sold diamonds.
De Beers.
De Beers. Yeah. Talking to real humans
also,
for customer
service.
Look,
let's look at famous people. If you think a big ring means
serious
bigger commitment, like I'm just like, I don't see it.
I mean, J-Lo just collects them. Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Talking to real humans for customer service. I wouldn't be shocked at that one in the slightest. We're already going to kiosks for like fast food restaurants and whatnot. It is a matter of time before customer service is just, here's your stuff.
Yeah, and AI.
Even then, it's
probably have basic questions. What's the company now that intentionally puts you on hold for like
15 minutes?
What?
15 so minutes, they put you on hold so you go to the website.
Because they said, like, 90% of their calls, and I understand their position, they said 90% of the calls we get is something you can fix on your own.
Sure.
Just go to our website. We have the info. So if you call, even if you're the first call there, you're going to wait at least 15 minutes. And they said the hope is that in the 15 minutes, they'll go onto the website, continue to try to fix their problem, and realize it's a 3-minute problem.
Conversely, when I've already gone to your website and I've looked through everything and I can't find anything, it is the most annoying thing on the planet. Mm-hmm. You know, most of the problems can be fixed if you go to our website. Like, I will punch the next person
I
talk to.
Like
I've already been there.
Right. I'm not an idiot. I know what to do, okay? That's why I'm calling your ass.
I might be an idiot. Either way, I need your help.
But then this is the last thing that people believe will soon vanish from society. Okay. The skill of splitting and stacking wood by hand. When I was younger, we could make good money splitting local hardwoods and sending it to the larger cities for Christmas. Everyone wants the family gathered around the fire on Christmas Eve. We didn't have money for hydraulic splitters, so you had to read the grain of the wood and have technique. If you didn't learn to do it correctly, you could really hurt yourself, not to mention become exhausted.
Well, no, I hear what the guy's saying, but I know, like, most people can't make candles anymore either.
Right.
I mean, and that's all.
I feel like, though, even if you have, like, a wood fire or whatever in your house and you'll buy a quart of wood or whatever that's chopped up.
Yeah.
Like, you generally still gotta chop it even smaller so you can fit it in to whatever you're doing.
Right. Come on now.
Hydraulic splitter, huh?
Miles, why would a woman be arrested for filming a video inside of a local grocery store?
I know, and it's disturbing.
It is, and I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Vegas Star headlines are coming to 5:50. In the meantime, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. And today, we toast 7-year-old Olivia Myers of Gloucester, Massachusetts. Now, Olivia, she became best friends with the neighbor's 11-year-old Husky. That Husky's name is Gunner. And she would play with the dog every day, but eventually young Olivia, she determined that was not enough. She wanted Gunner for herself, so she made plans to steal him. That's right, a 7-year-old girl is going to plan a dog napping. Now, after giving it some thought, she did come up with a plan, which she executed with precision. You see, what she did was she slipped off Gunner's blue collar and put that blue collar around the neck of a stuffed animal husky, and then left the stuffed animal husky, the replica behind, in place of said Gunner. That's right, she replaced Gunner with a stuffed replica, hoping the neighbor wouldn't notice. But two things went wrong. One, all of this was caught on the neighbor's Ring doorbell, and she watched the whole thing unfold real time and let her do her thing. Also, the neighbor's not an idiot and knew the difference between a stuffed dog. So as the neighbor put it, she said, look, I watched this whole thing go down. This little girl loves my dog. I let her have her for like 5 or 10 minutes, and I'll sneak her home before I went over to retrieve my dog. But it's all good. No charges being pressed.
Damn.
I just like the idea of, I'm going to put this stuffed dog here, and hopefully she'll never notice. I'm a genius.
Yeah. That's such a kid thing.
It really is. But I like her thinking, like, she'll never figure it out. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because
we think it's yummy.
Yummy! So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Tell the hola, bitchola.
Let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.